Hey everybody, this is Cole cutting in at the beginning to let you know this is a very special episode of Abject Suffering, where we are doing a playthrough of The Angel Quiz. While this works wonderfully in audio, because boy is the audio special, I want you to know that I have created a video version of the show. That's right, a full 50-minute long Let's Play of The Angel Quiz, which you can find either on the post for this episode at duckfeed.tv/abjectsuffering/106, or by going to youtube.com/duckfeedtv. It's really great. I'm super proud of it. Listen to this in your car if you would like to, but know that there's a whole other kind of video content side of this you could be seeing. Once again, that is either at the post for this show or in the DuckFeed YouTube channel. Thanks.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is a very special episode of Abject Suffering, where we are playing The Angel Quiz by Cougar Interactive, who you may know from The Zoo Race.
Yeah. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode about The Zoo Race, and you're going to hear us kind of explain this eccentric studio for which we can just determine as one genius, actually. That's the staff of this.
He's a very special boy.
Yeah, and this isn't even linked on the front page, like, of The Zoo Race. This is kind of hidden in their contact zoo dog form. Gary, should we describe
this is the secret shit you got to get from Zoo Dog Direct?
Yeah, you have to know. Know the true name of Zoo Dog.
You got that quiz?
Oh gosh, should we describe The Angel Quiz, Gary, so people know what they're about to hear?
Yeah, so this is a choose your own adventure, essentially, about how you would do as an angel, whether you'll go to heaven or hell. And it's interactive, so it shows you a video, and these look like machinima.
This is specifically a program, and you can tell because there are default assets that have the name of the program on it, called MovieStorm.
Yes,
which is often used in like educational settings to teach kids like basic 3D animation.
And it does, but it still looks like machinima. Look like ASX models, essentially.
Yeah.
So you're confronted with these scenarios, and then you have the power of an angel. And you get to choose what you're going to do. And what we're going to do is Cole has changed the setup so the audio will come through for us. He's going to be watching the videos, or you can tell me to start and I'll just watch them on mute. Okay. But he'll describe to the audience as well. We'll say what's happening. And then we're going to kind of discuss and vote for what option we choose.
Okay.
And see what kind of how we as Abject Suffering would do as an angel.
So this is, I don't know how long this is going to take. I definitely encourage you to go to theangelquiz.com and play this.
Yeah, we want to find out what kind of angels you guys are as well.
Yeah, but let us know on the Facebook.
Yeah. So let's get started here, Cole.
Okay.
So this is a message from God's throne is the intro.
Hello, my creation, and welcome to God's throne. I am the
meta god.
The world is not a perfect place. The earth is
looking right at the camera.
A mess. Yeah. For some people listen to the dark angels,
camera three,
while others follow the holy ones. I'm looking for a special angel with a mission to go down there and help the humans.
Bad audio, I just want you guys to hear this thing.
Be that angel?
So we're chosen.
However,
yeah,
that your actions and very existence will not be known to them. For you are an invisible, humble creature.
He's licking the roof of his mouth.
Yeah. Angel number 7. If you agree to do this mission, then click on the button below to begin.
It's pretty ostentatious of him.
This movie storm.
It's pretty ostentatious of God to have a John 3:16 billboard in his own courtyard.
It is very funny. So that's our setup. We're angel number 7.
Yes. That, no matter what our name used to be, that is now our name. Gary, if you're looking for some cool images to look at, do a Google image search for biblically accurate angels.
Oh yeah, I love angels. That's actually pretty great, like, yeah. The Metatrons and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So there are 10 scenes in this.
So it's going to get dark right away. And yep. We should probably say that the first one deals with sexual assault and rape.
Yep.
So just in case anyone is sensitive to that, mm-hmm. we want to let you know ahead of time.
Should I read the situation description?
Yeah, let's say what happens.
The young girl does not know that her great-grandfather of 5 generations ago helped lots of civilians in the Napoleonic Wars survive. But God has not forgotten her great-grandfather's good deeds. Therefore, God has sent an angel to help defend her against the forces of evil at this time. Her friend did not arrive as was planned, so she decides to stop and take a bus home late at night. The problem is, however, that a serial... again, rapist, is at the scene observing her. What will you do to help her?
So two things real quick. Like, mm-hmm. is that how God works? Like, do you get, like, credits for things your ancestors did?
I think you get points. I think that it's kind of like karma inheritance.
Yeah, it sounds very Eastern. Like, the idea of your ancestors doing good things, and that meaning God will help. Because if her grandfather didn't do that, was God mm-hmm. just going to let the serial rapist go to town?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the implications of this are really troubling. But let's start the movie yeah. and find out what's happening.
Well, I mean, there's text later on that actually infers that you are also getting favors because one of your progeny will do good deeds, too. So this is like unstuck in time Eastern
yeah, philosophy. Like, it's just so weird. Like, why aren't these people deserving of God's love in the now, regardless of their ancestry or antecedents?
Yeah, it's about acts. So yeah. Let's see here. 3, 2, 1, start. So we're starting on at a wanted poster.
A frowny
shy guy. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, they give him his mask. He's terrifying looking.
He's standing there in an alley smoking a cigarette.
Terrifying rapist taking a look at our character who's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some binocs.
Looking at her across the alley.
Yep.
Hey, you partner. See that pretty girl just standing there across the street? Well, that is your next girl. Yeah.
This is a demon, by the way.
Yours. Yeah, this is like a smoke demon.
Nobody will see you. Just go over there and get her. Get her, man. Right now. Right now.
Right now.
The demon sounds like he's... like a good old boy. So we see, though, there's an angel over her shoulder, and we get three options.
Mm-hmm. So we have three options. Give power to girl, show riflemen behind girl. I don't know what that means. Or inspire the police. Call the police. Yo, no one. Travel through the phone lines. Get the authorities involved.
So a little spoiler. When I did this before we decided to do it for the show, I show rifleman behind girl.
Yes, I show rifleman behind girl as well.
Let's do a different one, though, because that's what we both already did.
I want to give power to girl, because that's what we like to do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we like to do. Let's see. Let's hope that doesn't... we'll see how aggressive this truly is.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's so loud. She just punches him in the gut. Whoa. She just clocks him, and he runs away.
That's sweet. With the angel touching her shoulder.
Boxing the other night?
Huh?
What? I need to go back.
Boxing the other night?
Well, it's a good thing I was watching boxing the other night.
She wasn't practicing, but she was watching boxing. Punch man.
Also, that's not a lady's voice at all. That's clearly a guy pitch shifted up.
Which is funny, because the voice of the angel is a guy pitch shifted up as well. But they do have women's voices in this.
Yeah, like, this couldn't get them to say the boxing thing. Yeah. It's like ADR. So the angel points her direction and starts feeling a sense of outrage that this person would ever come there and threaten her. How dare he? In great boldness, she lashes out and punches the man to the ground. The man is at last heard screaming down towards the end of Main Street. Nice work, dear angel. The Bible, Hosea 11:10. They will follow the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, his children will come trembling from the west.
from the hilltop upon Hezekiah.
So you get a little God congratulating you between these missions as well.
Yeah.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. In future scenes, however, you will be tested and have more freedom to choose various options. Be wise in your choices, angel number 7. Lest ye be found to perish in the eternal fire with
today.
Watermark. Okay.
I consider myself so.
All right. So this is we're seeing two chaos in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you read what happens, what the setup is for this?
Well, first, our score is 121 presently, and our angel status is 102. Pastor of a local congregation can be hard work. Spiritual events can happen there at times.
That sentence. Spiritual events can happen there at times.
In this scene, a fallen angel or demon is attempting to distract the congregation. This small church pastor is a descendant of another more famous leader who lived in the 18th century England, and founder of the modern Methodist group. Some guy named Wesley, who did great works for God. In what manner will you decide to help his grandson of seven generations later? Again, that bloodline shit.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's listen to the setup here.
Well, what are you doing here in this church, huh? These people are just a bunch of hypocrites.
Let me just say, if God gives something to you, it will be a good thing. In fact, it will be a great happening, like the day he gave his only son for you. Wow, that's right. God gave of himself in his greatest gift to you that day. Will you receive God's free gift for you today?
There has to be entertainment somewhere.
Anywhere. The mixing.
Get up and leave. God's not going to do anything for you today. Now leave.
All right.
So I feel like I have to reiterate what this looks like. This appears to be Sims that are animated as though this is Deadly Premonition or D4. Everybody has elastic faces with horrible tongues and teeth that just kind of happen to be floating there.
Yeah, they're all tonguing the roof of their mouth for some reason. Yep. The demon actually is kind of effective in this too. He looks like just a walking like circulatory system almost, like just like a blood phantom. So our options here are inspire prayer, talk about a ball game, or blast the demon.
Even though I did this before, talk about a ball, like I have to say talk about a ball game.
I did blast the demon before, so I want to hear talk about a ball game.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
Indeed, there are other things that a person could be doing. There are the saints playing now. Yeah, saints.
What is going?
Listen, you guys are the saints.
Sarah Palin.
The real saints. So
Sarah Palin,
you might
want to
check them out in the games.
And there's John McCain.
Oh, and yes,
yep, all the politicians
my favorite
are leaving.
Team, the Angels, are playing too. The Angels.
Oh, God. Now there's two devils.
Perhaps you
she
should go and watch them play. They are good, you know. Yes. Oops. Hey, wait.
Yes.
I was only joking. I think I made a mistake.
Why'd you go on?
Oh, no.
I think I made a mistake.
Angel number seven, that church looks empty. Where did everybody go?
Well, I think they went to a sporting event, sir.
And why did that happen?
If they cheerlead for their team, maybe they can lose weight, exercise, and go on a diet.
Angel number seven, I expect you to encourage prayer and worship down there.
Why are there oil derricks in heaven?
Listening to the dark ones. You are warned.
So I'm smoked by God.
Whoa!
So she
God just took away all her bones.
Oh God.
Oh my
smote
goodness.
Smote her to the ground.
Yeah, don't talk about ball game.
No.
I'm not joking. There are oil derricks in the background of this. What are they drilling for?
They're drilling for wishes.
Just in the cloud mines. Drilling for children's tears in the cloud mines of heaven.
Ball games and sports are a very important phenomena in human events, says Angel Number 7. A very inspiring talk is given until it is realized that all have left the church to attend a sporting event. Bad job, Angel Number 7. Whose side are you on, anyways? 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world.
Yeah, like sportscasters.
Like Bob Costas.
All right. Whew. So this is a really great scenario. I did this one.
Go ahead.
It's called The Musician. The musician is in his office and is a good man. He's very active in his community and is a wealthy person. He donates lots of money to charity and helps others. He is loved. God has no interest in seeing the... Oh.
God has no Sorry, you got angry there too quick.
Robbed and threatened. Therefore, you are ordered to help him through this crisis. What shall you do? Now let's hit that crisis.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so he's bent over a safe, and there's a guy with a gun over
there. Where's the money?
I told you, I didn't have any in the safe!
Oh, then where is it? Go get me that briefcase.
Okay.
Okay. Close your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, he blunked there. He blunked once.
Hurry up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
He's looking at a gun and a briefcase, but there's no option to give him a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the options are start a fire, cause a hallucination, or earthquake. And I have to insist we do cause a hallucination because it's really good.
Yep. Okay. Here we
this
go.
This is what I did before. So.
This is what I did too.
Because, but it's worth it.
Right, let's just play it. 3, 2, 1.
In other radio news today, a local toy factory is reporting that several large dinosaurs were recently stolen from its inventory.
Okay. So there's a dinosaur walking.
Call their local police station immediately.
So,
any dinosaur.
Doing a pause it?
No, it's probably almost over. We can explain.
Local authorities, however, are cautioning the public to
that
not be alarmed
scene.
By the dinosaur robots.
Just standing
and
there.
Remember,
yeah,
please,
just staring at his
that they are
radio.
Only kids' toys.
So. This toy dinosaur that this guy, that this musician inexplicably has sitting next to his like wall hanging guitars,
like life size.
Yes, it is
Velociraptor.
Yeah, starts walking and just kind of like slowly rotates and points toward the robber, and he goes ah, and then runs out.
Yeah, so scared him by animating, causing him to hallucinate an animate Velociraptor.
This man
and start the radio.
Yes. This man needs a hallucination or a vision. So after getting permission from God to do it, I guess he's Samus, then Senpai noticed me, then the hallucinations begins. Only one person in the room ever witnessed the dinosaur toy come to life that day. What a crazy loon, exclaims the musician as he walks away disgusted. I'm done with this.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man in Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us out.
That is such a Flanders quote. Like, that is the boring sermon that Pastor Lovejoy gives.
A lot of these Bible quotes only seem tangentially related to this thing. So let's see how we did. This is I didn't actually find out how I did after this because we had to record.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh, Gary, it gets so good.
Okay, let's go. So, you don't get it. Okay, I did see this thing because you don't get a debrief from God there.
Right.
We go to scene 4. Tell us about scene 4.
We go to scene 4. All right. So this is a space alien at the park. It's just
saw the options.
Gary, you know which one we have to do, right?
No, yeah,
okay.
Of course.
It's just another night at the park for this quote-unquote space alien watching citizen. This man is lost and is without God. They must be here, he says. Demon number 6 desires to have some fun at the scene, so God decides to give permission for the event to occur. Okay, that's some Job
that's cool
shit.
And petty.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the dark angel does not realize, however, is that this person's future great grandsons will do great works for God in the year of 2072. God has therefore asked that you intervene. What will you do, dear angel, to help this man at the park?
All right, Cole, lay the options on me.
We have to get the scene first, okay?
Oh, you're right. Okay.
This one goes on for a minute. So he's looking around with some binoculars, looking for space aliens with binoculars. Those teeth.
That mouth.
Oh, it's a raven.
Okay, I like him.
Okay. Caw.
So he's scared there.
Yeah.
It's driven
it's
him insane.
Only birds.
Oh, and there are two demons walking up to him.
Demon girl demon.
Demon number 6. Look,
is again.
He's looking at the sky for alien life. Every night, he comes here looking upwards for them. That's
we know that from
dumb,
the
huh? It's kind of dumb, huh? Thing.
It's a good demon dialogue.
That we even exist here already.
He doesn't even know we exist here already.
Hey, they're
he's
aliens?
Really looking out for us, huh?
Well, wait.
Looking for us? No, he's not. He's looking okay. for space aliens from other planets. Not us.
I remember mine. Last I checked, we did not come from Earth, but we came from outer space. We are not human and are not of their race. We are aliens.
No,
they intended for this to be played
human,
in church.
But we are angels. The angels of God.
Angels? You used
I'm not
to
saying
be
anything because
an
my jaw is.
You were no angel, number nine. But you are only a fallen demon like me.
She's crying.
Oh my gosh.
Up at the stars. Look over here already. Jeez. The aliens are right over here, man. Ah, but he can't see nor hear us. But I did hear something. I heard that we have permission to do it to him. We have permission, number nine.
Flip him, God.
Number nine, we got permission to show ourselves to him.
He repeats it over and over again.
Do I look better as a blue spaceship?
So now he's changing into different colors of UFO.
Okay. Some real, like, unity out-of-the-box pop stuff going on here.
Hold on a second now.
I did not need this character development for these guys.
Nope.
I think I like the green one.
Now, wait a minute, not green. You're not going to make me wear green again, are you?
He does not like green.
What is this?
Green it is this. My...
He's so now...
It's the beginning of a nap fuck again.
It's so loud. That face. His jaw has dropped and he's looking at it. So all of that was just to say that this man was looking for space aliens and demons meant.
Oh no! Oh shit! Oh, there's an alien there.
Greetings, run, Earth creature.
I knew you existed. I knew it.
We come to help you. Yes, of course. I question for you.
A question for you?
Question
there's
for
some titles
me?
Now.
Oh, what's that?
¿Dónde está el baño, amigo?
Where is the bathroom?
A Spanish-talking space alien.
A hell, Spanish.
Run for your life.
Run for your life. And it cuts off before he finishes the line.
What is
run,
this?
Run for your lives. It's a Spanish-talking space alien.
This is incredible. And it just gets better because our options are call Jesus, call Obama, or call dogs.
Yep.
All right, well, let's get the commander in chief in here and see how he
has to be Obama.
Yeah. Just because I want to see him portrayed in this style. Okay.
Here we go.
Run, everybody, or they might kill us all.
Listen, sir. That man over there needs your help.
So the
Why
alien is talking
to talk
sorry.
To him now,
the angel
okay?
is talking to President Obama on a park bench.
Yeah. And so Obama's heading over to help out our man.
The precepts of Jesus Christ spoke to me in terms of the kind of life that I would want to lead.
This is like a Fensler film.
Jesus Christ dying for my sins spoke to we're sinful and we're flawed and we make mistakes. And that, you know, we achieve salvation through
leaning in. Tell me more.
The grace of God.
You and me both, buddy.
Camera slowly rotating.
Uh-oh, okay. Obama zombie walks away. The guy's got a mischievous smile. And he seems pretty happy. I think he's going to be all right.
Yes, he's now walking with an angel.
That is correct. You should trust in Jesus, and you will be saved. The Lord does love you. Think about it.
Oh,
Think about it, you dummy.
Oh my gosh.
Think about it.
Oh, that's special.
That person sitting at the park bench is Barack Obama. I think I will have him help this man, explains the angel. You must be a city trash man or a dog catcher for a county animal shelter. Or maybe you are the president of the United States. But whoever you are, just be prepared to be used of God whenever he calls you.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of what we're supposed to take away from that. Like, we have to maybe pick up the pace. We're only 40% through this thing. But like, yep. Is the idea. So we know a little bit about the demons.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is that like everyone is a pawn of these angels.
Mm-hmm.
If need be. So even the president of the United States, anyone they could get audio from.
Yeah, yes. Anybody so, that they could take just archival footage from.
Yeah. Anybody from listen2youtube.com.
So this one comes with a trigger warning as well. Because yep. This is scene number 5, suicide thoughts.
Yes. High up on the building, the man walks. I just lost my job, he says. He is sorry for himself and others, and also has an unseen creature helping him feel sorry. It will be over soon, explains the Dark One. There's a congregation in this city, however, that is praying for this man. So God has no interest in seeing him destroyed. Otherwise, he would, I guess. What is your plan of action, dear angel? All right, let's watch this scenario.
So he's walking up to the edge of a building.
Yep. Just look at you, you scoundrel. You, sir, have just lost your job. You worthless loser.
So he's sobbing as the demon.
It's all your fault.
The demon sounds like a gym teacher.
Yep. Cars pass by.
Yep. Some shots of the city establishing, you know.
Shots from Spider-Man 2.
Yep.
So now they're both saying that. Einstein, just how do you think you're going to support your family, huh?
That's specific.
You have no job, and they were depending on you, and you let them down, dummy. Nope, it's all over. Just jump in front of one of those cars, and it'll all be over.
So the fall off of the building wouldn't kill him, but jumping in front of the cars would.
Well, I don't think it will happen because we have some options
we
and
do.
Some agency here. We can do something just known as plain cargo air. airplane, not like an ordinary cargo air.
Right.
We can make the demon fall, or we can appear as human.
Mm-hmm. I'll defer to you.
Okay. I don't think we should make the demon fall because this guy wants to kill himself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he'd kill himself either case. I have to see what plain cargo air is.
That's pretty good.
Like, yeah, okay. Like, I just need to, like, that's the mystery box.
Yep. All right. So all right. Here we go. So he's up on the edge. He's ready to do it. He's getting his nut up.
Yep. It's the World I've Known video by Collective Soul. He's thinking about it.
So the angel.
Step back from that ledge, my friend.
The angel zaps up in the air, and there's a plane flying by very loudly.
Yeah. Okay.
And something is falling, Gary. Something is falling out of the plane.
Oh, please be a baby.
These are the pilots.
Okay.
Hey, Frank. Someday we just gotta fix that cargo door.
Okay. So we get the necessary exposition to find out why their cargo door didn't work.
Uh-huh. Because they're negligent. But what is falling, Gary? What's falling? It's a book.
Oh, geez. A little on the nose.
For God to love the world that he gave.
He opens it to 316.
Oh, man. If I was going to kill myself and a Bible literally fell out of the sky.
You would take that as a sign, right?
Yeah, like a sign of something.
Yeah.
I would still be depressed and everything, but I would want to know what happened. It'd be a sign of a super cool mystery to solve. There's so many suns in the sky in this. The light sources are everywhere.
It takes place on Tatooine.
Yeah.
An airplane flying overhead has a minor cargo door malfunction, which allows one item to escape. What a stroke of fate. Well, not really.
Oh, shit. Ugh. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus. Whoops.
Ooh. Scene number 6, the dance party. The Lord desires that the man with the blonde hair hear an inspiring word. This man is about to stumble onto a dance floor party, as opposed to a dance ceiling party.
Yeah, I get it.
With Lionel Richie? Yeah, okay. No human person at this time, however, is available to talk anything inspiring. What will you decide to do? So let's see the scene. He's sitting in his apartment.
Yeah, we got so much context with those old ones. Well, he just got a boner.
Spray? No, that's a doorbell.
The don't root. No, he keeps popping them off. Like, he keeps getting inspired,
and he knocks over a lamp.
Oh shit!
Mean city streets.
Boners keep happening.
Opens up the door.
Oh shit!
Oh, wait, what?
There's a dance party out in the.
It's a dance party in the next room. He looks around in wonder, in childish wonder.
He's pretty happy. There are humans there, unlike the setup. So any human could tell him something, but...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are the three options, Gary?
Cole?
Okay. A radio broadcast, a dog to poop, a talking sheep.
A dog to poop is such like a 1800s novel title. Of, you know, like... Oh, like Elizabeth collects books about whales, or they have whales, and there's one that's called A Whale for the Killing, and that's what this reminds you of. It's like a dog to poop.
Pray tell.
You choose this one. I chose the last one.
It has to be a talking sheep.
Okay. Let's do it.
Here we go. A bus pulls by.
The angel accepts a sheep outside.
Here's a sheep.
I'm glad we get to see the entire journey of how the sheep gets to the apartment.
Yep.
That's not the kind of thing you can hand wave this magical.
He approaches.
Get that thing out of here.
Attention, all you humans. I have an announcement to make.
He's talking into a microphone that happens to be at sheep level.
You humans live your lives for many a years now.
You fucking
and
suck.
My conclusion
this would freak me out,
some
too.
Some of you live your lives like selfish little Handles in the wind. Pigs.
Selfish little eggs?
So selfish little
why?
Pigs, and then he
why
oinks.
Okay.
If I saw a sheep oinking.
Listen, you don't have to be a pig. Why not be a sheep? Yes, a follower. Be a
what?
Sheep. And a follower of God. What?
So the goth girl's like, what?
Yeah, she doesn't want this shit.
Hey, look at that. I believe that's a talking sheep.
Oh my God. It's a talking sheep.
Holy cow.
Oh, pardon me, sir. You mean to say holy sheep, right?
Oh my God, the guy smiled, just walked up behind.
I am not a cow.
Just, there is no materialistic setting in this country in which Jesus cannot break into Prevail Plant and grow his kingdom.
Everybody. It's chaos. Everyone just ran out. On street, except one cool black lady who's
just sauntering.
Quick, it's the police! Officer, you gotta help us! Over there, there's a talking sheep! A sheep that talks! Officer, you gotta go over there and investigate! Help us!
Listen, you young people today have a wild imagination. You need to go home, son, and sleep it off.
What happened to the blonde guy?
Face. As he just looks left and right and then blinks.
Yeah, what? I'm deeply confused by that one.
I think he turned into a Rasta. Like, that guy who cut in with a there is no materialist, like, that just has to be like a sermon that this guy liked, right?
Yeah, that's definitely like him cutting in. Something like that.
No,
this I'm very confused by this one, Cole.
Yeah, you know, sometimes the meekest creatures will come forward and speak truth. No human will speak the message. Now what? Declares the angel. After getting special permission from God, a local sheep is recruited to perform the task.
Hello,
local sheep. You say hello.
Yeah. You need a local sheep.
One person at the party understands what has happened, but unfortunately for the crowd, a state of panic occurs.
Well, no shit.
I'm not going to read his numbers 22 through 28 if you want to read the passage.
If I were at a party and a sheep pulled down a microphone and said, "Why don't you all be sheep?" Like, I would think something supernatural was happening, but not from God. Like, I would feel like that was pretty much like I was going to get metamorphed into a sheep to be eaten by like a sorceress queen or something like that.
Well,
like,
no, I mean, with this guy, I mean, it's all about transforming people.
That's true.
Huh. Yeah, I'm all not right. going to read the biblical passage. We need the Motorman.
I know this is a long episode. This could even be a two-parter if we wanted it to, but we'll scoot through. Yep. Criminal Intent, scene 6. The mobster called Marco, wearing the glasses, is a person of interest. For in the year 1390, his great-grandmother, he's not very old, was serving as a nun in Germany, helping people deal with the Black Plague of death illness there. She worked and worked until she died from the illness herself. God has not forgotten her good deeds, so you are ordered to prevent any violence from happening this day.
So they're outside in a desert. There's a castle wall with cacti.
Hey, guys, remember, after they give us the money, we just kill them.
So the demon is whispering orders to this guy.
Now he's brushing his teeth.
Marco, yeah. Geez, now what do you think you're doing?
What am I doing? Well, brushing my teeth, of course.
But you don't have to look good before you kill somebody.
Well, yeah, but you don't want me to have bad breath now, do you, boss?
Gets right
this
up in his
like
face.
This is like deadly premonition, Mike.
well, this is serious now. Hey, what are you doing this time?
He pulls out a flashlight.
This is supposed to be a secret. Hey. So what's with the light? Turn that thing on.
Hey, are they really going to give us that much cash? You
There's
think?
An oil derrick in the background, Gary. Yeah.
Like,
is this in heaven?
That's the real message. Then we'll just kill them. Right, boys? No witnesses. Just kill them off.
And the angels in the background says, fuck this. Not on my watch. All right, Gary. Indigestion. Call the cops. Cause a storm.
I'm like, I kind of want to see indigestion. Mm-hmm. Like, not to be base, but just going to give them all diarrhea and I want to see it. So I don't want to be low, but that I got to see. That's my
a point. Talking sheep? Okay.
Let's go.
Oh, my stomach. Oh.
The angels make him fart.
Oh,
writhing around.
Sorry, boss. Must be something we ate. Oh, my. Hey, Marco. I just gotta ask you something. Marco, do you always fart before you kill somebody?
Do you always fart before you kill?
You guys have been farting out here for quite a while now. It stinks, and I think we ought to just leave. So let's all go home.
Gary, it's not over. It zooms up on Barack Obama.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Yes! God, the three identical, like, fart dot waves in a row.
I'm serious. You've all been farting here for a long time. I think it's time to go.
So I think it's time to get out of here.
And they drive past Barack Obama standing at a podium in front of like a sign and a bunch of flags.
And he approves this message. Oh, that's special. Like that kind of farting isn't like that's very special. Perhaps a little bit of indigestion will help out, says the angel. We need a distraction. The mobsters get discouraged and leave the scene. Nice work.
There is
so
no
that was a good ending. That's what we were supposed to do.
There is no verse for this.
Yeah. Like sad. All right.
Okay,
scene 8.
A lost soul.
Okay. After watching several horror movies, a man is running away and is thinking that somebody is chasing him. In the year 2059, this person's daughter will do amazing art and creativity for God's kingdom's sake.
Will do amazing creativity.
Yes. You are ordered now to help this man through his most difficult time. This is his most difficult times. Uh-huh. Like, what a blessed life that watching horror movies and kind of freaking yourself out at night is the most difficult thing he ever has to do.
Sometimes you have to go for an easy win, you know?
It's true. What will he decide? Let's do it.
Somebody help me, please! Oh, God! Help!
Oh, completely black God. Screen.
Oh, you gotta help me!
He's talking right at the end of the camera.
He's chasing me! Help me! Do something, please! Don't just stand there staring at me! We've got to get out of here now!
Ah! Oh, shit. He's got, like, Paranormal Activity wiped to the left of the screen.
Yep.
This is like, a legitimately scary video.
Uh-huh.
There's just sounds and darkness after that. So our options are get a ghost, get George W. Bush, or get a cop. I guess we have to get Bush, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I'd love to see the ghost, but, like, this is going to be the most bonkers one, so let's go for it.
Yeah, so we got to get GW.
I began to read the Bible and better understood a religion that serves as a living God. He's
talking directly into his ear.
Who loves you.
And he was there the whole time.
And that if you place that living God in the center of your life will be improved because of the love of the living God.
Is that his own tombstone?
Yep.
Next to a vote me Keynes.
And with that dramatic sting, there is a vote McCain sign as he runs away.
I approve this message.
It's a bonus McCain. That's really special too.
This was meant to be played in churches.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine? Like, God help the kids who are trying not to laugh at it, like who have like dickhead parents who will beat them for laughing in church.
Oh fuck.
Who show up at church the day they're doing the angel quiz on the big screen. Like, man, that is a test. That is like a biblical level test.
I need a special person, somebody that can make an impact with this guy, says the angel. All of us must be ready to intervene and help others when called upon.
The framing of that makes it look very much like George W. Bush is the thing that's chasing him. Yeah. Like when he just kind of turns and George W. Bush is like resting his chin on his shoulder and starts whispering that like speech.
Not whispering, booming it over
shouting,
a PA.
Shouting the speech. All right, we're on the home stretch here.
Yep.
Current score is 160. Our angel status is 75.
No, my score is 210. I don't know what's going on. It's almost as though the score doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's an act of God. All right. Scene 9, act of revenge. Okay. This is a person walking. This person's grandson. This is a local thug. Oh. Has a score to settle on the street, but their grandson in the future will do good things for God. That's all there is.
Look over there. That person caused you to go to jail. Remember.
Is there like a 4 foot tall QR code?
It's a maze. It's like a play place maze. She turns around.
Yes, hey. How you been?
Casual racism, cool.
Me to jail. Well, how you been anyways? Have you seen any guns lately? Just like good old times. I should just kill you right now, huh?
Please, don't shoot.
Well, why not? Oh. I spent years in jail because of you. Well, how does this sound? You're gonna die. Right now. You... Die.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Is it just me or is that angel too sexy?
No, she's mildly too sexy.
Okay.
Okay.
What are the options, Gary?
Call the army. Call upon tigers. Call birds. I want to see all these. I don't want to go back and forth though, so we have to commit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I want to see the tigers. I haven't seen this one, and it includes a pawn. So
yeah, I also like how exactly. It's generic. It's not like the tigers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just call upon tigers.
Okay.
Any tigers? Okay.
I call upon the forces of the mighty jungle.
This is the.
Oh man, you think Trigger is going to make a cameo appearance?
Let the tiger gates be open.
He just said Zoo Force. Like, I think that we're going to get a little crossover action here.
Look, a wild tiger is coming this way.
Oh, no, boss.
Oh, that's not Trigger.
A wild tiger? Well, let me show you how we take care of wild tigers around here, amigo.
Whoa.
Dumb cats.
He unloads into that tiger. Oh, they're tiger. Friends. No, it's like good. It's like killing the cuckoos.
Hey, what are you tigers doing here anyways?
Don't
you know the city zoo is over there? And I'm sure the zoo have plenty of cheap cat food for you to eat. Now go away.
Oh,
I think the tigers think that we is the yummy cat food. Yeah, let's get out of here.
Now they run.
Okay. Now the tigers are chasing them.
That city zoo needs to upgrade their fences for the tiger pen.
with the tiger what?
Or the tiger pen. So she just had to clarify for a second in case someone thought she was calling for broad sweeping improvements in zoo infrastructure.
We have too many people hopping the turnstiles.
No, that's fine. Just the tiger pen. That's pretty special. Nobody knew why or how the tigers escaped the zoo that day, but they did. That zoo needs to upgrade their fences. Having tigers escape is dangerous. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Okay, we're on the last scene.
A silent prayer. This is the mob. A man called to the meeting is praying a silent prayer. Lord, if I survive this meeting, I promise to give up crime. I promise to live for you. Please help me, please. Therefore, God has decided to show mercy and to help this man. How will you distract the mob characters?
The mob. Oh, shit.
The first
music. The meeting of a Grand Theft Auto.
There's the Don sitting there. Oh, and the guy just...
Yeah, no, I'm shooting himself in the head for some reason. Nico!
Oh, dear. Oh, dearie, dearie, dear.
They got Jason Statham.
Hoskins from him.
So you've come back empty-handed, eh? And you're telling
he
me
does look like James
it ain't
Statham.
Your fault.
This is a first-person perspective.
Well, I'm a generous man, ain't I, boys?
Yes, boss.
I acknowledge it might have been difficult. But what I cannot forgive on any given day is failure.
This is like the Guy Ritchie chapter.
Yeah, like this actually has lighting in it. It's very like moody.
This is pretty good. All right. So what our options are: give warning, give phony money, or do nothing.
I think it's your choice.
Okay. I part of me kind of wants to do nothing to see what happens. Like, and to get smote in the end. And smote real good. That's my vote, but I could be talked out of it.
Nope.
Let's do nothing. I think this mobster deserves anything that's coming to him.
The mob, parentheses, angel do nothing. Here we go.
Genghis, Tarquin, show our little friend what happens.
Genghis and Tarquin?
Yep.
Okay, first person death scene. Genghis and Tarquin.
Pray to me for help is now dead. Angel number 7, explain yourself.
Well, I was wanting them to make their own decisions, Lord.
The humans, if left to themselves, will listen to the Dark Ones. The fastest
this is a terrible
way to
message.
Make hell on earth is for the Holy Ones to sit around and do nothing.
That's not
Angel
the quote, but okay.
Oh, smote.
Oh.
Ooh, an updress shot for,
yep.
for the people already jerking off to this. All right, let's find out what happens in the end. Congratulations, you've completed the angel quiz and made it to the heaven. Hooray. This quiz, however, is based upon your choice as an angel. This was easy because an angel's eternity is based totally upon their works and choices, not upon any saving grace. What? Disclaimer, since you are a human, this quiz cannot be deemed to be accurate. You mean this isn't legally binding?
You can't show this to Peter, Gary.
Damn.
I printed out my certificate and everything.
John 3:16, bloody bloop. Okay, let's see what happens.
My final score, Gary, is, I think this is a glitch, 20,989.
Yeah, mine is 15,989. So it's like the last decision, no matter what you do, you get more than 10,000 points. All right, let's watch this video, this final. I hope it's a party.
Three,
ready?
Two, one.
Go. Okay, our angels hanging around in heaven. There's a bounce house in the background. I like that. There's a lady in a Santa hat. Looks like Margaret Cho. Oh, shit.
Street sign for heaven.
She gets to go to Heaven Street. Someone needs to pack a key to this thing. Oh, shit.
Off key singing.
Saints,
She literally pulls out a trumpet, plays it, and the gates open.
All right.
Here comes Jesus. Walking down like Alfred Molina in Boogie Nights.
Man, her kneeling in front of that guitarist with the microphone.
Like double fisting the mic?
Yeah, it really looks like she's jerking him off into her mouth.
What was that pop? Oh no! There shots is. Fired in heaven!
Everyone's clapping the mercy beat. It's an all, like almost all girl band. I dig that. Jesus is doing the wing.
He's starting to.
Oh, he's doing the dance from Ally McBeal, baby.
So yeah, this is boring.
Yeah, this goes on for quite a while, I guess. But this is a good example of the music from,
yeah,
from the last game.
I'm going to stop it there. I'm not going to put anybody else
it's just
that.
More party. At the end, the last shot is a dog on the ground. The end.
So, Gary, what did we learn?
That's a real good question. Just more love for this guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, this is very funny. Like, intentionally or no, this is very funny. And, like, parts of it clearly are intentionally, but, like, I don't know to what, like, where, if he saw the same humor that I saw in it.
Yeah. So, like, you know? Putting in the overtly political stuff, you know, like, oh, I'm Barack Obama and I approve this message. That, I assume, was just kind of like a, lol, this is wacky Family Guy humor. And that might be the level that I'm appreciating it on. But,
yeah,
again, it's kind of like we said last episode. Nothing about this is connected to anything else after this. Like it's a string of, well, it's not a string, I guess that's the point.
Yeah, it's a scattered collection of like non sequiturs and stuff. It's like the political stuff isn't gross or anything because it's not saying anything.
Right.
Like I can't tell what stance it would have if it had a stance. Also, like we talk about Family Guy humor, like the hardest I laughed at any of it was during the farting mobster part. Like, you guys have been farting here a lot. And now it stinks. Let's get out of here. Let's not do the murders we were going to do. Yeah, woof.
So for the revenge scene, the one where we could have summoned birds, mm-hmm. It's pretty similar. There's one bird and they're like, haha, it's a bird. And they fire wildly into the air to send it away. But then a bunch of ravens come and poop on them and make them run. So
dang, I was hoping they'd like pull out their eyes.
Yep.
Yeah, this is pretty fun. This is pretty bonkers.
I really recommend that you, like, even if you listen to that Let's Play, I guess, that we just did.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think this is the only existing Let's Play of the Angel Quiz?
I can't see anything on YouTube, man.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from this, like everything on here is hosted on YouTube, and this exact product is a thing that at least I would say 3 or 4 stoned or drunk people have like said would be totally a good idea at a party.
Yeah. Right?
Like, I've got like this idea, like, can you make a DVD and do a choose your own adventure, man? It's like, well here
it is. I've talked about how like I've wanted there to be more, like, why there aren't more choose your own adventures on YouTube.
Huh.
Because like you could do it and it would be neat, like a high production, like good one, or like mm-hmm. like specifically like a horror themed one I would be really into.
Yeah.
This is not that.
This is its own thing. Like, I'm happy that it exists.
Yeah, for sure. But this doesn't answer that question of like, mm-hmm. Boy, I think that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't have, this is again similar to last episode, like just totally worth your time, I think. Yeah, that's great. That's super bonkers. I love this man. I wish there was a way that I could reach out to him without him ultimately realizing that, like, I'm maybe kind of making fun of him.
Yeah.
But I also have a genuine, like, this has brought joy to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he should feel good about that, even if it is tinged with a little bit of like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, even if we're not getting the message that this obviously has,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not laughing at the message. Like that's
the message is so muddled that you can laugh at the delivery of it.
Yes,
though. Like
exactly.
The actual, like you're thinking of the platonic ideal of the message, which mm-hmm. like, you know, that laughing at that is like, well, you know, as a non-religious person, I'm still not against Christian values.
No.
Like, I'm pretty into not murdering and stealing. Like those are all mm-hmm. good things.
Yeah.
But this, the execution is so flub that like the whole thing becomes worth laughing at
mm-hmm.
And intentionally so, too. It just, again, like finding that line where it was supposed to be or not. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh.
This is great.
Yeah. Very special. So, yeah, thank you for joining us on this extra long Abject Suffering. Yeah. Everyone who's listening to this.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. So next time we're going to be doing Quest 64. It's been delayed by 2 weeks.
Yeah, back with the regularly scheduled thing. Spoilers, we don't have that much to say about it. Like, it would be, like, if we did that, you know, instead of this, like, we would just be spending the entire time hoping we were doing this.
Yep, exactly.
So it's good that we got this out.
Yep. So, if you would like to help out the show, we're doing a bunch of cool stuff with it. Thanks to the Patreon campaign. You can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, kick us a couple of bucks a month, get into our Slack channel, or, at $6, you get access to an extra episode per month. That is like a voting thing. That's abject suffrage, where you can pick, among the most popular submitted games.
Yeah. And the episode, we already recorded the episode for that most recent one, and it's good. I think you'll dig it.
Yeah. Is there anything else, or should we call it a night?
Let's call it a night. We've been recording for a long time. But yeah, thanks for joining us, and you know all the normal things to do. But thank you for going on this 2-week journey with us.
Yeah.
Mbasa.
Who is Zoo Dog?
Who was Zoo Dog?